You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. What treatments do we really think we're going to be able to do safely starting right off the bat when we open up the doors? And a lot of this is pontification. A lot of this is just discussing things with you, my audience, the people that like to listen to things that I have to say. And I'm sure you know that with all the devastation and everything else going around the world, around the country, and in our area here, we really keep on focusing on better times to come, better things down the road, but we don't want to lose sight of what's really important right now, which is keeping everybody safe and healthy, etc. But one of the things I can tell you that I'm very, very excited about is just the amount of emails and phone calls that the office has been getting with patients that are really looking to move forward past their experiences now with COVID-19. And with all the talk about states starting to reopen and businesses getting back to at least allowing them to open again, we needed to really start our plan of attack at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. So I wanted to share with you some of the ideas that are really being focused on, not just by me, but by plastic surgeons and dermatologists and people that do aesthetic plastic surgery across the country and around the world. And I've been involved with a lot of my colleagues, and I've been very, very, very active in steamrolling a very safe protocol of what we should be doing. So I've gotten some of the companies together, like Allergan, and that we're talking with people from all over the world, but we're really trying to put together a best practices for what we can do. So some of the things that I just wanted to bring up today during the podcast is, let's say we really are able to open shortly. We have a whole plan of attack of how we're going to be doing things from the standpoint of when you would be coming into the office, how we're going to gown you and how we're going to prep the room and how our staff, along with myself, will be masked and how we're going to do everything in a very safe fashion. But I wanted to talk today more about the actual procedures that I see as something that we could start back in doing almost immediately. And the two that I wanted to really bring up that, again, if you're out there and you're like most people and you really eat while you're home and you're in this quarantine, the number one procedure is CoolSculpting. There's just absolutely no question that, you know, it's still going to be getting time for summer. It's still going to be bathing suit weather. It's still going to be you trying to look the best you can in the least amount of clothing possible. And without doing anything that's going to be an invasive type of a procedure, oh my God, can you think of anything better than CoolSculpting? It's literally, for everyone out there that doesn't really know what this is, we've been involved with CoolSculpting since about 2009 when it first came out. And basically, it's a way of freezing your fat away. Since 2009, there have been multiple generations of applicators that have become better and better, meaning in the initial 2009 applicators. And when I say applicator, it's a device that goes on top of your skin that has an area or an abundant area of fat. Now, for everyone out there, you could think about what you think that abundant area of fat means. But I got to tell you, we've had a lot of patients over the years that for you, you may be thinking, oh my God, they don't even have any fat at all. What are they doing on a cool sculpting machine? But the point is that everybody probably has an area of fat somewhere that they can pinch. And if you can pinch it, basically we can freeze it. So just let's leave it at that. But let me explain to you that over the course of the initial invention of this machine, when it really came out and it got FDA approved back in 2009, just like the iPhone has gone through multiple generations, this device has gone through multiple generations of making the applicator, the thing that actually hugs the fat on your body, less intense and quicker. So literally, both love handles, and especially if you have an office like ours where we have multiple machines, both love handles can be frozen away within 35 minutes. So if you extrapolate that out, and let's say you have love handles, let's say you have your inner thighs, let's say you have your abdomen. I mean, just think about every area can really be done within 35 minutes. And if you have multiple machines, you figure, you know, within a couple of hours, you could really bang out a lot of areas of your body. And the beauty of this is not that it's going to just, you know, take the place of diet and exercise and everything else that you know you really should be doing. But if you're like so many of us that have been cooped up and really haven't been able to do the amount of exercising at the gym, let's say, that you would normally want to be doing, or you've just found yourself watching a lot of Netflix and snacking, this may be like the procedure that most people are running back into that has absolutely nothing to do with any needles or having any area near the face or anywhere near your coughing, your sneezing. You don't have to, you can wear a mask the entire time. It's not going to be anything at all like, you know, having an injection. So if you're worried in any way about something like that, this may be the procedure of choice. And I can tell you just from a lot of the phone messages and the emails that we've been getting at info@davisscps.com, people want to know when they can start coming in once we're open to get the ball rolling on this. So I can tell you that out there, not just at my practice, but just from talking to colleagues of mine across the country, this happens to be one of those procedures that's getting a lot of excitement as we're moving forward and thinking about reopening. The second one that I wanted to talk about, again, along the lines of getting rid of fat, because maybe we've started to notice that we've gotten a little doughy over the course of these months while we've been quarantined. But something like Kybella is, and again, for a lot of you out there that don't know what this is, it's another really fabulous way of non-surgically getting rid of fat. And it is an injection of a product called deoxycholic acid. Basically, deoxycholic acid is something that our bodies make in our biliary system, in our gallbladder system, so that it literally is an enzyme that breaks down fats. So when you eat a lot of fatty foods, this deoxycholic acid is something that we have inside of our gut that allows us to break down fat so that we can excrete it and get rid of it. Deoxycholic acid now has been made in the lab, and synthetically, this acid can be injected into small pockets of fat anywhere you could think of on your body. And once that area is injected, similarly to CoolSculpting, it'll take about, I'd say, a couple of weeks before you start to really notice it happening. But initially, it'll swell up a little bit. But over the course of that 4 to 6 week period, exact same amount of time as really cool sculpting will, you're going to start to see that area get smaller and smaller. And again, in areas that really don't need a lot of help, I'll give you some examples. The bra line, the area where your arm meets your chest, that little area by your armpit, that's such an important area for women, especially during the time when you're trying to wear a gown or even bikinis and things like that. I know that's an area around this time that we generally would see people coming in to try to get that little pocket of fat to be gone. This is another way of doing it. And the elegance of this is that it is a very artistic way of injecting this product into areas that will get rid of the fat exactly where we place it. And you can imagine for someone that really is trying to sculpt away areas of fat, again, we're not talking about someone that needs a real full body's worth of liposuctioning, because that's going to be something I really believe that's going to be coming down the pike again. But early on, getting back into the practice of plastic surgery and doing things that we can do in a very safe manner, safe not only for the patient, not only for the staff, not only for the person doing the injectable or the procedure. I'm just saying globally, speaking about trying to do something that's going to get you moving forward or thinking about the future, about the way you look and the way you present. Those two things, two ways of getting rid of fat totally non-surgically, I see as like top of the list things that we're going to be doing right off the bat at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. The last one that I wanted to mention today, again, absolutely talking about safety, talking about, you know, staying away from doing anything that may be over the top, is really something called Sculptra, which for a lot of you that you may have heard about it, you may not understand where it really can play a factor in improving skin tone, skin quality, and building up an area of youthful appearances. And let me explain a little bit about this. Sculptra is a product that is what we consider biostimulatory. What that big word means is that it literally causes your body to grow its own collagen. So it isn't really giving you collagen. It stimulates your body's ability to grow collagen. And the beauty of that is, again, another product that's been around a very, very, very long time. We've learned over the years how to tailor it in such a way that we could use it in all areas of the body. Let me give you examples for what I'm talking about. Let's say you're starting to notice that you seem very gaunt. Your face and your skin is starting to look very sallow, and you're starting to get hollows in certain parts of your face, and you're just getting an overall sense that your skin is losing some of its turgor or its fullness. We can inject something like Sculptra. And again, it's another one of these things that's going to take about 4 to 6 weeks for you to see the results from, because what it's doing is actually stimulating your own body's ability to grow collagen or make your skin thicker, make your temples grow some collagen, make those cheeks that are starting to look sunken, starting to improve that area so the skin looks more taut, and it can actually start to build your own body's tissues. Now, where we get into using this in other areas that are very exciting, let's say you have some crepey skin around your arms. Let's say you have some crepey skin on your chest, or you have some stretch marks that are just weak skin. We can dilute the product in different ways so that we can actually cause your arms, skin on your arms that are starting to look maybe like an older person's skin, we can fortify it by injecting the Sculptor there and allowing your body to grow some collagen there. Again, it's going to be a process, just like the Cool Sculpting, just like the Kybella, because it isn't like a surgical procedure where it's going to happen instantly. It's going to be something that is going to take about 4 to 6 weeks for you to notice the results. But it's fabulous when you really start to think about areas that you, in the past, we've really not had a great answer for some of these. How about the décolleté? How about like in between where your cleavage is? A lot of patients have come in over the years and have said, you know what? No matter what I do in that area, I'm starting to notice wrinkles. I'm starting to notice thin skin. And when I move around, the skin there just looks very aged. That's a perfect area to inject a little bit of Sculptra. And the last area that I want to mention is something that I would say over the past 2 years has become more and more popular, and especially popularized out in the Las Vegas area, because we call it the Las Vegas butt lift. And by using Sculptra, again, it all works the same, Sculptra, in that it stimulates your body's ability to grow collagen. But the way you inject it, the amount that you inject, and how you dilute the product will enable it to either be something that makes your skin look smoother and tighter, or if you inject it a little differently and a little deeper, you can actually cause the skin and the butt to start to become more full. And that's the beauty of this product. Depending on how much you use, where you're injecting it, like I'm saying, just think about this. You're someone that really wanted to get your butt made fuller, tighter, more perky. The best thing usually is to use your own body's fat to re-inject into the butt. And we always call that a Brazilian butt lift. But if you don't want to go through a surgical procedure or doing anything at all that's invasive to harvest your body's body fat to re-inject, something like Sculptra is another one of these procedures that I'm telling you, I just know my patients and I know the aesthetic marketplace. And I know when we finally are allowed to get back and get open, and when patients are coming in to ask for things, this is one of those procedures that can be done in an extremely safe manner. Everybody wearing masks, everybody, you know, gowned up, gloved up, everything else is covered up. But it takes probably a good 15 to 20 minutes to get everything readied, ready to go, injected, and you're done. There's no real downtime with any of this stuff. And the beauty, as I see it, is that while we're really gearing up for this, hopefully for some sort of a summer, these products have an opportunity, these procedures and products have an opportunity to grow and manifest themselves over this 4 to 6 week period. So it's just something to think about. I think these three procedures really have the makings of what I would consider, you know, and again, the other one that everybody's talking about is Botox, but that's an obvious thing that we could think about doing around the face. Again, since we're in that face area, everyone wearing masks, everybody being, you know, so close proximity to that, I think that's even more of an area that some people may have concerns about. But something like Cool Sculpting, something like Kybella, and something like Sculptra are three things that I really do think, especially thinking about using it on the body, is something that we really can get back to doing relatively quickly, safely. And if you have questions or concerns about it, you can always go to our website, daviscps.com. I'll be back talking to you again in a week. So I'm happy that everyone's having an opportunity to listen to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I'm going to be talking with you again next week. So long for now.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.